The AI bubble is about to burst. At this point, it's just a formality. Everybody knows it's going to pop. It's only a question of when. And it's usually right before that bubble bursts that you find them blowing harder and harder into it to try to keep it inflated. Well, today we got a glimpse of what OpenAI's plan is to keep that bubble inflated. After years of telling people, we're going to take your job and replace you with AI, all while driving your electric bill sharply higher, now OpenAI's big plan is to stick you, the taxpayer, with the bill, holding the bag for all the garbage debt that they plan to take out to finance this bubble. What's up, guys? I'm Nobody Special, and just today, a few hours ago, on my morning live stream, I was asked by a viewer, what is next in this AI bubble? And here was my response. I would say, what's next? Look for the government to try to bail out this bubble. Look for President Trump to announce taking a stake in some data center company. We must win the AI arms race for national security. He needs that bubble to stay intact. So that is what I think is the next thing. The government will try to blow into that bubble to keep it inflated. I don't think it's going to work. Now, just to be clear, that was not a suggestion. It was just me guessing that that's what they're going to do next. And apparently OpenAI CFO Sarah Friar was listening, because just a few hours later at the Wall Street Journal's Tech Live event, she had this to say.
So the question is, how long does a chip remain on the frontier? Is it 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, or even longer? Now, in a world where we have no compute, we're compute constrained, we are absolutely using chips that have A100 equivalents that have been around like maybe 6-7 years at this point in time. If that's the case, financing chips gets a lot easier. If the timeline on the chip stays short, that gets harder. And so this is where we're looking for an ecosystem of banks, private equity, maybe even governmental, the ways governments can come to bear.
Meaning like a federal subsidy or something?
Meaning like just first of all, the backstop, the guarantee that allows the financing to happen.
So allow me to translate what she just said. First of all, she's starting with discussing the useful life of the chips. That's a matter of depreciation. There's a lot of debate going on in the AI sphere right now about how long these GPUs are going to last. Most big tech companies and neoclouds are using a straight line 6-year depreciation cycle, basically claiming that these GPUs are going to last for 6 years, and so every year we're going to deduct 1/6 of the cost of those GPUs from our earnings. Anybody who's ever dealt with top of the line compute hardware knows it doesn't last 6 years. They'll be lucky to get 4 years out of it. So she's saying the loans that we're taking out to build these data centers are risky because the market is worried about how long these chips are going to last. That's something I've been pointing out for several months here. Now, she goes on to talk about how we need help from banks, from private credit, from private equity, all of Wall Street. We need them to invest your money into our GPUs so that we can keep building these data centers, keep NVIDIA's earnings inflated, and keep this ridiculous bubble going. Now, your IRA, 401k, and your pension is already packed full of their stocks. It's already packed full of the debt that private credit and private equity are taking out to finance these data centers now. And now they want even more of that responsibility to be shouldered by you, because they're talking about a government backstop here, a loan guarantee, basically the government offering free insurance to OpenAI on their debt. That way, if OpenAI ever defaults on their debt, the taxpayers are on the hook. And of course, because of that implicit guarantee, that debt would become much cheaper, and it would make OpenAI a hell of a lot more profitable if they didn't have to pay interest on the $1.4 trillion that they don't have that they've promised to spend over the next few years in order to keep this bubble inflated. In other words, they want the paperwork written in advance for a government bailout of OpenAI so somebody in Wall Street will be willing to lend them money. And why would they need a bailout? Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's the fact that every single prompt that has ever been entered into ChatGPT has lost the company money. Maybe it's the fact that OpenAI has promised to spend $1.4 trillion over the next 10 years, even though they only have $13 billion in total revenue this year. Maybe it's the fact that OpenAI actually lost $3.7 billion last year on just $5 billion of revenue. There's a lot of reasons why OpenAI wouldn't be able to pay back their debt. Namely, because their product kind of sucks. ChatGPT-5 was a huge disappointment, even though Sam Altman made all kinds of promises about inventing physics and curing cancer and free education for the children of the world. What we got is a chatbot that can't count the R's in strawberry. There's actually a very good chance OpenAI defaults on this debt, and they know it, and that's why they're asking for this bailout in advance.
That can really drop the cost of the financing, but also increase the loan-to-value, so the amount of debt that you can take on top of an equity portion for
some financing. Federal backstop for chip investment.
Exactly.
So there she's talking about the cost of the financing, how if you assume all the risk, you being the taxpayer, then the interest rate they have to pay is going to be much less. Oh, wow, that's a great deal for them. And she's also talking about a higher loan-to-value ratio, meaning, hey, if the taxpayers are holding the bag, we could borrow even more money. We could even further inflate NVIDIA's earnings.
Are you talking to the White House about how to further formalize that kind of backstop?
We're always being brought in by the White House to give our point of view as an expert on what's happening in the sector, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Should we, you know, is there something in the works that's tangible?
Nothing, sort of? No. I love you, Sarah, but nothing to announce. Nothing that's going on right now.
If you wanted to, we're here to listen.
All right, so that's an important detail at the end there. She says these are basically ongoing discussions with the government, but she did stop short of saying that this deal is actually on the table right now. She said, no, we're not announcing anything here. So I want to temper this a little bit. It doesn't mean this bailout is going to happen, but it does mean they're asking for it. And keep in mind, President Trump has invested a lot of political capital in this bubble, bragging about his stock market. So there's actually a very good chance this ends up happening. And it's also important to keep in mind that it's not just the government that OpenAI is looking to hold the bag. They're actually in talks with NVIDIA to get NVIDIA to backstop the debt that OpenAI wants to take out to buy chips from NVIDIA. Oh, look. Another circular accounting occasion. NVIDIA in talks to guarantee OpenAI's data center loans. This was just on October 22nd, 2025. Now tell me, Jensen, if the demand is so insane, why do you need to backstop the debt for your own sales? This is no different than what NVIDIA is doing with CoreWeave by promising to rent back any unused chip capacity that CoreWeave has left over. And that's the only way CoreWeave was able to get the financing to buy the chips from NVIDIA. Just one more example of NVIDIA financing their own sales. That is, of course, unless they're unable to get you to finance it in the form of taxpayer-funded loan guarantees. But it wasn't just OpenAI CFO Sarah Friar that was speaking at the Wall Street Journal's Tech Live Summit in California today. One of my personal favorites, CoreWeave CEO Michael Intrator, was at the event, and he was asked, does he see an AI bubble? And he gave a totally shocking answer.
The idea of circularity in the financing. She said she rejects the premise. I wanted to give you a chance to have your say on that. What do you think?
I reject the premise. So look, you know, there are several narratives that kind of rear up periodically as this market is being built, and you know, they are narratives that have. It's very hard for me to worry about a bubble when, you know, as one of the narratives, when you have buyers of infrastructure that are changing the economics of their company. They're building the future. Mm-hmm. It's to build an infrastructure at this scale across all of the different components that you need to be able to do this. There is a component of which it is a team sport. Nobody can do it all. And so you're working together to try and deliver a size and scale of infrastructure that the world has never seen before. It stands to reason that you're going to have companies working together, investing together, driving different parts of this market together. And I don't think it's actually unusual when you have a boom that's taking place in a very compressed period of time mm-hmm. to have this level of interaction between the companies.
Now, if I could summarize what CoreWeave CEO Michael Intrator just said, I would have to use the words of the great legal scholar, Mr. Vincent Gambini, who famously said this.
Everything that guy just said is bullshit. Thank you.
So long story short, this bubble has just about run its course. Everybody knows it's going to pop. and they have one last final card to play, their trump card, if you will. They want to get the government to bail them out before the bubble bursts in the form of loan guarantees. They want to stick you holding the bag, along with the bag in your 401k, which is already invested in all this garbage, and of course your higher electric bills. And once again, I have to ask, if this demand is really insane, if we're so compute constrained, if this is the greatest thing since fire, since sliced bread, since New Coke, then why is all of this crap necessary? It's because the demand isn't insane. The demand is fake. It's been manufactured. Their product sucks. They know it. Everybody knows it. And this bubble is about to burst. Till next time, live small and dream big.